This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. She is still technically running the economy for another 6 weeks or so, but today was pretty much it for Janet Yellen as the public face of the Federal Reserve. The central bank wrapped up a two-day meeting today. Interest rates are going up, as pretty much everybody had guessed they would, up a quarter of a percentage point to a range of 1.25% to 1.5% for the Fed's short-term rate, the federal funds rate is what that's called. As often happens, though, the questions today at Yellen's press conference were kind of all over the place. A couple of questions on wages, three on Bitcoin. She is not a fan, by the way, and a bunch on what she thinks of the GOP's tax bill. She's not too worried about the downsides, not too impressed by the upsides, and the Fed is just going to stay in its lane. Thank you very much.
So, look, I will just say that it is up to the administration and Congress to decide on appropriate fiscal policy, and our job is to maintain our focus on employment and inflation.
She said, for what is worth and not for the first time, that she and her colleagues are still a bit perplexed about why inflation in this economy remains so stubbornly low. Jay Powell, assuming he is confirmed, takes over at the beginning of February. We'll tell you about that when it comes. She has one more meeting, by the way, Janet Yellen does, in January. All right, so moving on about the tax bill. House and Senate Republicans have agreed on the basic outlines of the final deal. Details are still being dribbled out, but the statutory corporate rate is going to drop to 21%. It is going to let people deduct some state and local taxes. The individual top tax rate falls as well. At one of those events today that presidents of all parties do when they are trying to sell a particular policy or piece of legislation, the president had this to say about the bill.
This is for the people of middle income. This is for companies that are going to create jobs. This is for very, very special people, the great people of America.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishore asked some great tax expert Americans what they think of the bill.
Is this bill great for the middle class?
I do think this would be a tax cut for the vast majority of Americans.
Nicole Kading is with the Tax Foundation. She says there are goodies for almost everyone.
This plan would grow the U.S. economy and would create jobs along the way.
But who's getting the most out of this bill? Lily Batchelder is a professor at NYU Law.
This bill is a tremendous bill for millionaires and billionaires and for corporations. The middle class gets crumbs.
She says millionaires get a tax cut that's four times larger as a share of income than a family making $30,000 to $40,000. Bill Gale at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center says most of the goodies in the bill, like the cut to the corporate tax rate, pass over the middle class.
Middle class tends not to own a very large share of the corporations in the country. The state tax is not going to help them. Cutting the top rate is not going to help them. This is not a middle class tax cut.
The president and many members of Congress are hoping the bill will be great for the middle class by being great for businesses, which will then create jobs. But models from the Joint Committee on Taxation, or JCT, are not quite as enthusiastic. Again, Lily Batchelder.
The JCT finds a short-term economic boost, but that over time that boost dissipates and possibly reverses because of the deficit impact.
The final verdict on whether this bill is great for the middle class will become more clear in the coming years when the middle class files its tax returns. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.